something about Welsh culture.
My name is Maribel. I come from Spain, and I've been in London for a few years already now. Who is Mary for me? Well, my family is a Catholic family, and Mary has been present in my family since I can remember. I went to the Salesians of Johannes Bosco, and Maria Auxiliadora is our patron. Since I am 4 years old, I have lived the month of May, the month of Mary, going for Mass every day and doing what we call the month of the flowers, offering a flower to Mary every day, and especially on the 24th of May, when we have a big party of Thanksgiving. Amazingly, that date of the 24th of May has remained with me all throughout my years. I'm 51 now, and every year I remember Mary on that date. We also remember her on each 24th of each month. And of course, coming from a country like Spain, you can't imagine how many advocations of Mary we have in Spain, such a rich, rich country in faith and in devotion, in sacrifice, in vocations, in people who have trusted and trust Mary. Come from every way of life, you find devotion to Mary in big cities, in small villages, in people who are rich and in people who are poor. Who is Mary for me? Mary is the mother I call for help when my people, my elderly people, my loved ones are called by God. In those moments, I speak to Mary. I call to her, and I know she's there with us, and she's helping both the person going and everybody staying there. There is such comfort, such consolation, such peace in that feeling, in that faith, in that awareness. It's a real, real one that remains, not only that day, but always. I'm just back from Madrid, and incredibly, talking about this 24 number, I have met by chance on the 9th of September a teacher, a very good friend of mine I hadn't seen for 24 years, and we have met by chance on the street, and I recognized her, and she doubted a bit, but then she looked at me and she recognized me and she said, "Maribel." And she was so much filled with joy, and she said, "Oh, just at the right moment, just when I need you most." Well, she's lost her mother, she's lost her brother, she had lost her father already. She's been 79 last Saturday, and I think she's getting old in the good sense of the word, and thinking of what's coming ahead. She's a Salesian herself. She has devoted all her life to schools and young people, and given all her love to people through Mary, I believe, Maria Auxiliadora. And that day we met, we arranged for the Sunday to meet again, and we spent 12 hours just talking. But she talks like, she just can't stop. And I had to ask for 5 minutes rest, because I couldn't cope. I'm much more tranquil at the moment. But she needed to speak and to talk so much about all the things that had happened to her all through these years. Well, there was a young girl nearby, 7-year-old one. But before that, I was going to greet her dog, and then she came along. And well, before I greeted the dog, well, now that I live in England, you have to ask for permission if you can greet the dog. Well, we wouldn't do that in Madrid, but I did that in Madrid. Would you believe it? So I'm a foreigner in my own town, in my own city. So I looked to my left and I saw the little child and her mother, and I said, is it your dog? And then the little girl said, yes. So I said, what's his name? And then she came along and we started talking. And then my friend, this Alicia's sister, came along. And it was so spontaneous and with such, if you know children, if you have treated children, it just, you know, just the right question or the right thing to tell them at the right moment. I'm not like that myself. So there was a connection between her and the child at that moment. And well, the father came along, and then it was like getting bigger and bigger. It had started with the dog, and then the girl, and then the mother, and me, and then the sister, and my father. Well, I mean, all of us were there, because the mother... Well, I went to the mother, I must admit, because this sister was telling the father if she was going to be an only child or something. And the father said, well, we'll see, this, that, the other. And I'm an only child myself, and you can't imagine how much I regret it. But of course, it wasn't me who chose to be. But all along these years, you miss brothers, you miss sisters, you miss those people you call your blood, who in the very difficult times are going to stand near you. Yes, you are going to have close friends, but I have close friends I have lost because they have died already for several reasons. And sometimes the Lord called us young. I had a friend who was 34. She was my soulmate. And then I had another sister, religious sister, very dear to me, who has recently died, age 91. After 9 years on a wheelchair, suffering from a stroke and all sorts of... But she was very brave, very strong. Her mind was alert all the time, and she has offered all this to the Lord, and she had her trust in Mary. This other friend of mine, Cleona, she was 34. She's buried in a house for retreats. And there is a grotto of Our Lady of Lourdes there. And in my previous visit to Madrid in June, I happened to find, by chance, in one of my drawers, the reminder where you put the details of the person and the date, and please pray for so and so on, and a little prayer. And in the cover of that, there is the picture of the grotto, a photograph of Our Lady of Lourdes. Now, the minute you least expect it, Mary approaches you and turns up. Perhaps because she is with you always, she is with us always. And I have been fortunate enough to find this person today who is recording this message, who has spoken to me about Mary and saying something about Mary, and it was a complete surprise to me. I think I'm talking too much already, so I just would like to leave with you this experience of growing up in a Catholic family with the Salesians, and having this feeling of Mary as a mother, which is, I think, very, very important for all the key important moments in our lives, when we have to take decisions, when we don't know what to do, when we feel lost, when we feel abandoned, when we are angry, and when we think what is next, and Well, Mary's there. So we just need to trust her and put our trust in her. And like Don Bosco used to say, she's our mother and she'll be with us always. So thank you very much. And pray to Mary.